My friends, during a time of an election or primaries, the church does not designate which candidate Catholics are supposed to vote for, but the church does articulate principles, hierarchies of value, hierarchies of truth that are supposed to be used in examining and discerning and ultimately deciding which candidate we should choose as a Catholic. And certainly, the moral life of the individual candidate is clearly a relevant factor. So, for example, if an individual candidate has a history of infidelities in terms of family life, in terms of marriage, in terms of business deals or previous political experience, this would not be a positive choice. This goes back to the basic wisdom of Scripture with Jesus saying, "You will know a tree by its fruit." So if the fruit is bad, the tree is bad. Also, we can say, don't expect good fruits from a bad tree. Now, again, we're not talking about a perfect moral life. The Mother of God is not running for president or other official positions. She's got a pretty good spot as number four in when the top three happen to be divine. That's not bad in heaven. We're talking about a fundamental integrity. Here's your red flag, my friends. Whenever you hear someone say, well, except for this person's moral life, their position, as soon as someone says that, discounting the moral life as a relevant factor, there's danger. Why would we expect a candidate to be true to the pledges that they make us as a candidate when they have not been true to the pledges they've made in terms of God and family and other situations which call for integrity? So the first element is the moral character of the candidate is absolutely relevant. Secondly is, of course, the candidate's policies. Now, going back to a hierarchy of value, if we have pro-life, pro-God, pro-family elements in terms of policy that are not conducive to the Catholic faith, that, again, would obviously be a significant strike against the person. If the person is not pro-life, be very careful of hearing arguments saying, well, the real issue is economy here more than anything else. Well, when you say that, you're implying that money is over life and morals and God and religion and family. Even in the political sphere, we're not calling these moral issues anymore. We're calling them social issues. But they are moral issues, and moral issues should be our first concern. Pro-life has to be a primary concern for a Catholic voter in terms of discerning candidates. If you're talking about money first or unemployment, as important as that is, guess what? Those are not very relevant if you're not alive or if other people aren't alive. Private property doesn't mean too much if a person is dead, if you haven't granted them the right to life. The right to life presupposes every other social, moral, constitutional right. And so the right to life has to be the predominant focus in terms of God, in terms of pro-life, and in terms of family dimensions. Then, of course, there's other very important qualities and positions. The economy, national policy, foreign policy, concern for the poor, very legitimate, very important. But you cannot put money over morals as a Catholic voting with a proper hierarchy. So, once again, the task of the church, and certainly my task, is not to say vote for this person rather than that person. It is to make a moral, Catholic, social, political choice in the proper order. Number one, the moral integrity of the candidate must be considered and is absolutely relevant. Number two, we have to have a proper hierarchy of values from which we choose candidates, and pro-life, pro-God, pro-family, pro-religion have to be primary, in relation to economic issues, which are also important. Finally, we should be praying. One could say, well, what does the Mother of God care about politics? She very much cares about politics. Look at the Fatima message. She talks very much about what will happen to the world and to the church if Russia and communism would rise to power, which it did. Bad governments do bad things to people. They do bad things to religion. And they do bad things to the unborn. Of course, the moral and the political and the social and the governmental arena is within the concern of the Mother of God. So pray to Our Lady of Discernment about who we select, because we are responsible before God to the candidates that we cast a vote to. Be pro-life, be pro-God, be pro-family, and the other social teachings of the Church are also foundations for a good, honest, balanced Catholic vote. And let's make sure we pray to Our Lady for enlightenment, that we choose the people that will best please God and support our country in a way that will be pleasing to God as well. Thanks. God bless.